cowboy went out on a spree. And oh, what an ignorant cowhand was he. He had a few drinks and his head was a whirl, and he ended up in the arms of a girl called Katie.
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now that cowboy was awfully handsome, they say, as I'm sure he could tell from his mirror each day. But many weeks later, one morning he saw a rash on his face, and he cried with a roar, "What is it?"
"That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy."
That cowboy was worried and fretted and frowned, and he went to his medicine chest and he found some wonderful tonic that must have been hot, supposed to be good for whatever you got, and he took it.
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now that cowboy each morning he washed at the sink, and then came one morning when, what do you think? The spots on his face, they had all gone away. He looked and he shouted, "Ti-yippee, ti-yay, I'm cured."
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
That handsome young cowboy was happy once more, 'cause nobody ever had told him the score. But the germ that had got him was still there inside, 'cause this is a treacherous germ that will hide inside.
An ignorant cowboy, an ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now, partners, it surely is sorrowful strange to think of that cowboy a-riding the range, not knowing someday he'll be surely struck down by the germ that he caught when he went up to town on a spree.
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now a ranch on the range isn't likely to find much use for a cowboy who's dead, lame, or blind. So if you've known Katie, please listen to this. Only a doctor can cure syphilis. Don't be
an ignorant cowboy, an ignorant, ignorant cowboy. An ignorant cowboy, an ignorant, ignorant cowboy.